What do these three things have in common? This set of masses, not including this one. The St. Wenceslaus masses at 4, 7:30, and 9:30. The U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Simon's mother-in-law. That one got you, right? That last one got you. You were thinking, okay, Father's somehow going to tie the gospel to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Kickoff is in 19 minutes. And I am going to do that. But it's really important to understand what the gospel teaches us today. And in fact, St. Wenceslaus Masses, Simon's mother-in-law, and the U.S. Bank Stadium have this in common. They all start early. Have you ever noticed that? The 4 o'clock Mass here doesn't start at 4 o'clock. It starts at 3:57. The 7:30 Mass starts at 7:27. And the 9:30 Mass starts at 9:27. For most of us, it doesn't affect us. For the families with young kids, oh, does it bother them? Because they think they're on time. And then they come in this west door or the south door, and of course they're ushered to the front, so we all judge them, when in fact they're on time. It's Monsignor Schumacher's way of promoting punctuality in society. Perhaps passive-aggressive, but it works. He likes to start things early. For those of you who get into this, if you read articles on the Super Bowl, that kickoff that now starts in about 16 minutes, perhaps started for this 3 or 4 years ago. In fact, they say, the Reddit articles I read, said that before they put the last window on the new stadium, they were plotting and planning for the Super Bowl before it started, even before it ended. But now to the gospel, Simon's mother-in-law. It's this big word that, if I didn't read it correctly or emphasized it, you may have missed it. Immediately. You see, Simon's mother-in-law immediately responded to Christ's healing by waiting on him. In other words, serving him. And yes, Simon, her son-in-law, Andrew, the brother of Simon, and James and John, the four closest apostles, immediately told Jesus about Simon's sick mother-in-law. He didn't wait. And that's the point. See, you and I in life, oftentimes, we wait for heaven. And that's a problem. Because the saints never did this. And that's where, if you pay attention to the gospel, don't you ever wonder and scratch your head, why does Jesus pray? He's God. He has the heart of God. You pray, I pray to become more like God. Why does God pray? Well, because he wanted to set an example, not only for his apostles, but this crowd that he's attracting, to start heaven early. In other words, parentheses, spend time with God now. Don't wait for heaven. Start heaven now. And the opposite of this, the church is a genius in pairing these readings together, is Job. Most of his life is a pity party. He blames everybody but himself. His whole life, and mostly the book of Job in the Old Testament, is Job complaining about life. Read it. You and I aren't much different. Job converts, and he stops waiting for God, and he starts heaven. He spends time with God. He pays devotion to God, and all of a sudden, the complaining stops. So, friends, whether we're Job sometimes, whether we're Simon's mother-in-law, maybe we identify with the 12 apostles, I'm not quite sure. But with the humor and starting things on time, like the masses at this parish, doesn't it make sense that oftentimes in our lives, God is like that one thing that we kind of put off. We don't put off mowing the lawn, washing our car, filling the car with gas, paying our bills. You name the list of things to do. We don't wait for these things. Why do we wait for God? Perhaps you're in a different spot. But I think many of you, like me, do this. Let's not. Let's spend our time this afternoon watching the great game. But let's pay attention, not to be like Job, but to be like Simon Peter's mother-in-law, or more especially, like Simon, Andrew, James, and John. They didn't wait for heaven to start. They immediately went to God. And we're called to do the same.